Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to get started with outsourcing. If this is your first time listening to the episode and you have no idea what outsourcing is or how it works, go to ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing. Get my free guide on how to start outsourcing your e-commerce business. Okay guys, outsourcing is one of the best things you can do because in the very beginning and throughout the management of your company, it's going to be quite difficult to do a lot of the different little tasks that you need in order to build your e-commerce business, whether it be adding products to your website or managing inventory, or whether it be, you know, creating sales copy for the product descriptions or doing niche research, market research, competitor research, and updating your site. There's a million different little things you can do, and it's really important to understand that it goes without saying that having a business, you have to kind of wear a bunch of different hats. So in the beginning, you're going to be doing everything yourself probably, but especially if you have some money to invest in the beginning, I highly recommend building at least a small team, at least somebody to help you with the stuff you're not good at. Okay. So when you're very first getting started with outsourcing, choose the things that you are really bad at doing that you need to get done still in a professional way, and hire somebody else to do those things. So, you know, one of the examples that I ran into when I was first getting started with outsourcing is logo design. I'm really bad at making logos. I mean, I've made some decent logos in the past, but it's nothing to flaunt about. They still suck compared to, like, really good quality logos. And so I never really wanted to do logo design. It just wasn't my thing. And eventually I found out that on Fiverr.com, you can outsource and find people for like $5 to $10 to do a decent logo for you. And yeah, we don't need like world-class logos. You don't need to go, you know, spend $500 on a logo, $1,000 on a logo. I mean, we're not doing some crazy thing with the logo. It's just on a website. So $5-$10 gets you a good enough logo. And what I did over time was I came up with a format of logos that I like to do. And that format is something that I follow now with every single store that I have. And so with that said, logo formatting is a great way in order to get multiple logos made for you. And that's what I do now for my students. And it's in the masterclass, and I'll probably be making it available as a lead generator eventually as well as that format we use for every single logo. So yeah, with logo design, I think it's important. Graphic design in general as well, because I don't like making banners. And I never really liked websites that had like really crappy banners on them either. People don't realize like every point of your website has a determination on your profitability. So if your website is, you know, looks crappy with a crappy banner, then it's probably going to perform bad too. So keep that in mind. I went and outsourced, found a really good graphic designer that makes great banners for like $5 or $10, and boom, now every website I make has amazing banners and it doesn't cost me that much, so it's great. Now, with that said, of course, I had to go through some trial and error to try to work with the graphic designers to come up with a type of design that I like. But generally speaking, the designers have been great, and it's definitely a lot easier working with them. I just assign them the task, and a few days later, I get my graphic instead of having to spend hours and hours and hours trying to figure out, you know, moving little things around, deciding what's what. You know, they just know exactly what to do, and they've been to college, and you know, basically, what you're doing is you're skipping past all the years you would have to spend going and educating yourself to do something, and you're just hiring somebody else to do it who's already spent all those years educating themselves. So that person went through like graphic design school for like 3-5 years or whatever and spent countless hours beyond that. You're utilizing that, and you get to spend $5 or $10, you know, to get their year's worth of experience. You know, how awesome is that, right? And for them, it's great too, because they now have a skill set that they can sell online and, you know, make a decent income with it. Because if they sell at volume at that, you know, rate, then they'll be able to make a good income. And if they can outsource themselves and hire junior designers, things like that, then they can grow a great agency around graphic design and digital marketing, which is another business model to think about. But let's continue with the outsourcing stuff, especially for e-commerce. So more things that I outsource. One of the things I mentioned was product uploading. Product uploading is a pain in the butt if you do it by yourself. It's just data entry basically is what it is. Usually you get a price sheet from your supplier, or, you know, like an inventory sheet, or you just go to their website and pull the information. Or, you know, last case, you go to your competitor's site and pull the information. You really don't want to do that usually, because if you copy your competitor's information, they can file a Google DMCA claim against you and get your website taken down. And they can even complain with Shopify as well if you're based on that and get your website taken down. So don't do that. Don't copy your competitors if you can avoid it. And if you are going to do that, change what you put on your website from what they have on theirs, okay? Change it just a little bit. If you change it at least just a little bit, then then they, you know, they can't really say anything. But if you don't, then you're basically plagiarizing. And so don't do that. But yeah, so, you know, copying, pasting suppliers, you know, products to your website is just menial data entry stuff. You know, you can hire somebody for like $2 or $3 an hour from India or the Philippines and, you know, have them do it for you. Now, I will make a warning is that I've tried that many times. It's just hiring a random person, and most people are really bad at it. Most people don't understand that you really have to take the information the supplier has and put it into a template in order to upload it to your website correctly in a correct fashion that's good for SEO and it's good for, you know, understanding and stuff like that. It's like an organized format. Okay. And so with that said, what I did was I created a whole, you know, guideline on how to actually do it appropriately. I put it in my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, and now I, you know, have a whole team that does it for me because I hired and trained these VAs over months and months and months. And so now what I do is I provide the service of product uploading to my clients for E-commerce Paradise, for High Ticket Dropshipping stores, and, you know, other e-commerce businesses. I think it is huge because if I had to go there and do all that product uploading myself, I would go crazy. But instead, what I did was I created some simple training, and it took me a while to do it, but hey, now I can have somebody just do it for me over and over and over again. Yes, there's small mistakes that are made sometimes, but you know, 99% of the time it's done correctly, which is the awesome part. And with you know, every mistake that's made, you just, you know, call them out on it and you say, hey, it's no big deal. Just here's how to fix it, learn from it, and do it better next time. You know, because humans are humans. We're all going to make mistakes, but you can always kind of fix those mistakes and learn from them. So that's one thing. Another thing I like to do, I don't like to write out sales pages. It's just not something I enjoy spending all my time doing. So I hire sales copywriters to do it for me. And, you know, for like an average of, I don't know, $20 every 1,000 words, then I get to get, you know, professional copy written for my website. And it's a pretty decent price. Sometimes, you know, if I want even better copy, I'll pay $20 for 500 words. But, you know, that's an average price pay. And, you know, and then I have training on how to do that. And I also have training on how to upload it to my website. And it's all about training, guys. Like, just understand, if you want to hire people to do stuff for you, you've got to train them to do it first, okay? You can use other people's trainings, but it's probably not going to be that good, as good as you want it to be. So, ideally, make your own training for your team. So whatever that happens to be, if it's a guide, you write it out, or if it's a video. What I usually find the most success with is videos, because with videos, it's really, really easy to explain to somebody in visual format. It's harder to explain to somebody in written format, especially if they don't speak native English. They don't really understand what you're saying. And even then, still, it's kind of hard to tell what you're saying because they're not you, right? So video helps explain things a lot better. So whenever you make video training, you'll have like a 99% success rate with your trainings. When you make written trainings, you'll have like a 20, 30% success rate. Just keep that in mind. Okay, videos or written training should always supplement video training, not the other way around. So definitely make videos first. You know, if you already have an e-commerce business, for example, and you're thinking about outsourcing, then make videos about what you do on a daily basis. So just like film yourself using Loom.com. Loom is a great resource because you can have it as a Chrome extension. You hit the button, hit record, and just start talking to the camera and filming yourself working on the business. So you can film yourself doing customer service or fulfilling orders or, you know, updating inventory or sending out email broadcast or updating your ad account. Little things you do on a daily basis, film yourself doing it and hire VAs to do it. Now, the one thing I can really recommend is to actually hire specialists as opposed to hiring one VA to do everything. Because when you hire one VA to do everything, that VA is going to get overwhelmed, okay? The same VA cannot do customer service as manages your ad account. You know, they're not you. They're not an entrepreneur or business owner that works like crazy, okay? If they want to do customer service, they're going to be best at doing customer service. Put them at customer service. Hire someone else to do your ad account that's an expert at doing ads. And since you only pay these people like $3 an hour from the Philippines, you know, if you find them via like online jobs or FreeUp or Upwork or, you know, Fiverr or whatever, you're going to be paying them like $3 an hour. So don't expect them to do everything in the world. Expect them to do one thing really good. Okay. So hire one person for customer service, hire another person to manage your ad account, hire another person to get sales copy for you, hire a person for market research, and hire a person for product updating and website updating, you know, stuff like that. Hire a person for like email marketing and content marketing and keyword research, SEO, you know, there's all these different things you can hire separate people for. And yet you don't need to hire everybody full time. Okay. Everybody can be part time and tell them, you know, bill you specifically for the hours they work. Don't just bill you a flat fee. Okay. Because, you know, they may not actually work more than 10 hours a week and actually get a lot of work done. And then you only have to pay, you know, $30 a week, which is awesome. So keep that in mind, guys. Like, you can get a lot of work done from these people if you just make really good trainings and you hire specialists who are really good at one thing, okay? That way they're not going to waste their time and you're not going to waste your money. So when you when you're looking around for VAs, you're going to need to go through a lot of VAs in order to find the right ones, okay? And it starts with the job description. So when you go and post a job description for what you want to be as descriptive as possible as to the tasks that need to be done and the type of person you're looking for, okay? And also, you should make a video that, you know, kind of like a sales video about saying exactly what's in the job description. You can just make it on loom.com. And when you're done with that, at the end of the description, ask them to make a video application and send it back to you via email. And just let them know you're not going to accept any applications without video, because that's the best way to know if somebody's actually truly dedicated to your job or not, is actually they make a video. Because a lot of people will write out a response to an application and just copy and paste it into a million applications. They don't really care. It's just a volume thing for them. The ones that really care are the ones that make a new video for each application that they actually want to apply for. And those are the people you want, is the hard workers, people with good attitude that actually are dedicated to doing good work. Okay. You don't want to get the people that are just copy and pasters, because they're the people that are going to do crappy work. They're going to plagiarize. They're not going to care about their job. They're not going to care about you. They're just going to care about getting paid, and they're going to do bad work, and they're just going to ignore you when you, you know, want things done. So don't hire those people. Hire A players, not B players, okay? And, you know, so the interview process works. It starts like that, and then you have to do a live interview with them. Don't skip that part, because that's really important. When you do a live interview, you'll get to understand a few things. You'll get to understand, number one, how good is their internet connection and their audio. If you're going to hire somebody for customer service, you want to make sure they have a really good internet connection and good audio. If they don't have, you know, and obviously, like, they speak English really well and they don't have too thick of an accent, okay, they're understandable. Okay, those things are really key. So you have to have a live interview with anybody you're going to hire to do live talking for you, which is like customer service or whatever, outreach of some sort, right? So make sure that you have that conversation with them, and that you also, once you gauge that, gauge their personality a bit. See what kind of person they are. Ask them some questions about their life. See about their home environment. Are they in a... do they live in a house, you know, do they live in an apartment? Where, what city do they live in the Philippines? Do they live in the city, or do they live outside the city in like a farm or something like that? What is it like inside their home? Do they have a big family? Do they have a bunch of kids or a bunch of pets running around making a bunch of noise? You know, are they single, or do they have like a partner? You know, is like, are there distractions at home, is what you want to figure out. And if there are, then it might be kind of difficult for them to do good work. So you might consider somebody else who doesn't have distractions at home, okay? And again, you know, you want to make sure somebody has a good fast computer and fast internet connection. Ask them to send you a screenshot of the internet connection speed that they have, and using a speed checker. And then, you know, make sure they tell you what kind of hardware they're working with, and also like what kind of audio gear they're working with and stuff like that. You want to gauge their experience as well by asking them questions about the software that they use. You know, if you expect them to be using Skype all the time, you know, ask them questions about, you know, the use of Skype and, you know, how they connect and stuff like that. How, you know, whatever little things that, you know, only people that use it are going to know. Same thing goes with Gmail, Shopify, you know, Amazon, whatever you're hiring somebody to do. Make sure they already have experience that they're actually able to talk about. And if you catch them kind of in a lie, like, oh, I know how to use it. Oh, but I don't really know about this. Well, if you knew how to use it, you would know about this, you know? So you can kind of catch people and say, okay, well, you're probably not telling the truth. So I'm going to go with somebody else that actually tells the truth, you know? Especially if you're trying to hire an expert, that's really important. So make the best decision you can. Interview at least, you know, 5 or 10 people before you make your decision, because interviewing is just like anything else in life. Like, if you make your decision on the first person, you might be disappointed. So go through a bunch and then make your decision from there. Okay. Due diligence process is important when you're buying anything, and purchasing the services of VA is the same thing. Okay. And once you bring them on board, you know, organize their information into a spreadsheet. That's the best thing you can do. So you can always have the contact info ready. Get their working hours, know exactly what hours they're going to work for you, and understand like all the links that they need access to in order to access your accounts and stuff like that. Get them access, manager access to whatever they need. All right. And as soon as that's done, you should make some sort of a spreadsheet that keeps track of their hours if you're not using a platform like Upwork to do billing, so that you can keep track of their time and project, you know, work according to their time and stuff like that in the spreadsheet. Total the hours up. You can pay them via PayPal or something like that. Or, you know, of course, if you're using a system like Upwork, then you can just bill them through there. They bill you and you pay it through there. Now, if your VA is going to be working, you know, overnight in the Philippines, then that means that, you know, you need to be able to be available for a certain period of time during while they're working, you know, to be able to communicate with them. Okay, and communication with your VA is key. You have to communicate back and forth a lot. You have to create a kind of a culture of communication. Okay, so I usually recommend having a communication app and being available to use that app to go back and forth with your VA whenever they need you, but at least for a certain period of time during while they're working. You know, like for instance, if you're in the US and your VA works during the day in the Philippines, they're going to be working overnight your time. So just keep that in mind, you know, and so make sure you're either waking up early in the morning or staying up late in the evening so that you can be there to communicate with them. Don't just rely on email and text messages. Like, actually talk back and forth with them sometimes. Have like, you know, video calls and voice call meetings. That's a lot more clear to people than just texting back and forth. So the app that I like to use is Facebook Workplace, but I've used other apps as well, like Slack and stuff like that. But FB Workplace is really cool because it's just like Facebook, but without all the distractions. So your team is right in there. It's a whole separate app as well. And there's an app for your phone, and it notifies you, and you got groups and private messages and everything like that. So Facebook Workplace works great. And, you know, there's a lot of other apps as well you can use. So when you're hiring somebody for, you know, for like a full-time VA versus somebody who's project-based, you're going to have kind of two different, you know, work environments with them. But just keep in mind that no matter what, it's the same sort of communication with somebody, that you have to be able to go back and forth all the time and make sure they're doing good work. Check on their work every single day, manage them, always think about what they should be doing all the time. You know, you don't want to waste their time, you don't want to waste your money. So make sure that they are working on the right stuff and organize their work and push them forward. What to do when a VA makes mistakes? You know, call them out on it, but don't be harsh. Don't be overly harsh. Just know that, like, you know, Filipinos especially, they're kind of shy. So they're afraid to ask questions. No matter how many times you tell them, please ask me a question if you're confused about something, they're still not going to ask that question. They're still going to be confused and they're still going to do the work anyways. Who knows why? It's just the way they are. So don't get too frustrated about that. It is very frustrating, but don't get too frustrated about it. Just make sure that you tell them, you know, please don't do that again in the future. Please do this instead, you know, that kind of thing. Ask me before you decide to do something like that. If you're confused about anything, ask me a question so that it's no longer confusing for you. If I fail to make a training for you that's complete or accurate or makes sense, please ask me to refilm the training. It's not that big of a deal for me, and I'd rather you do the work properly. It's just fine. So just keep telling them that. Just reiterate and make sure that they understand. Because, you know, sometimes VAs just, they don't get it the first time. They need to be trained over and over and over and over again. So, you know, it's a long process, but the key here is that you're going to be outsourcing your business, which is amazing because you can automate a lot of stuff and, you know, you can then decide to work on growing your business a lot more or working on another business, or taking time off and just relaxing and enjoying your life instead of spending all the time in your business. I do recommend still spending time in your business, like manage your business, be a part of the day-to-day a little bit at least, because if you are, it'll run a lot smoother and you'll get key insights into the growth of your business the more that you're actually in there running it. You just don't need to do everything. Get some help with it. Get a helping hand. An assistant will help you, right? And they'll kind of take the heavy burden off your back of doing all the work and always being kind of stressed out about emergency situations, so that you can focus more on taking key insights and using them to grow the business and focusing on growth. All right, guys. Well, I hope this is really helpful for you. Definitely go get my free guide at ecommerceparadise.com/outsourcing, and I'll be able to teach you a lot more about it and try to help you become better at outsourcing it and building a team and building the business that you absolutely love. All right, guys. Well, if you haven't left a review on the podcast yet, definitely do so. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast and leave a review on iTunes. I do appreciate every single review I get. It helps me grow the channel and more people will benefit that way. And yeah, if you haven't received my niches list for high ticket dropshipping, you can get that as well. All the products that are profitable to sell that are high ticket. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get our free high ticket dropshipping suppliers list at ecommerceparadise.com/supplier list. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Take care.